I'm Bill Littlefield. Coming up on Only a Game, inmates in an Indiana prison stage a rodeo. But first, Ketam Ham is an excellent high school football running back and safety who maintains impressive grades. Lots of college coaches have urged him to consider attending their schools, and Ham has every reason to look forward to a promising future if he can get through the present. In Straight Outta Compton, a collaboration between Sports Illustrated and CBS Sports, Jeff Benedict and Armin Katayan chronicle the difficulties Ketam Ham faces each day in a neighborhood characterized by gang violence. Ketam Ham joins me now from NPR West. Ketam, welcome to Only a Game.
How you doing?
And your father, Ketam Sr., is there as well. Welcome to Only a Game.
Thank you.
And I'm also joined by Jeff Benedict. Jeff, welcome back to the program.
Hey, it's great to be back.
Ketam, this story begins with your father, who was a member of a gang in Compton when you were born. Your mother convinced him to quit that life. Do you remember when he first warned you about gangs?
Yes, it started in elementary school. He told me that big brothers and stuff be in middle school, and some of them gangbang in middle school also. So, like, they like pressured the younger kids to be a part of it. So that's where it started at, in elementary school for me.
One of the most dramatic incidents in the Sports Illustrated story occurs when Ketam is only 12. Ketam Sr., this is a matter of you and your son just being in the wrong place at the wrong time, and the wrong place was a basketball court. Tell us about that day.
Well, it was a gangbanger that was, that walked onto the basketball court across, and he was observing the game, and then he got into a kind of a back and forth with one of the other players. I knew the guy, not personally, but I knew him from going up to the park playing basketball. I would see him on occasions and just, say what's up to him. The guy walked up to the individual on the basketball court and put his gun out to him, put it on him and put it directly to his head and yelled some obscenities that he would take him out, meaning kill him. And I, immediately grabbed my son and position him behind me, and at that time I raised my hands and pleaded with the guy, please don't shoot this guy in front of my son. He doesn't need to see this. Eventually, after probably about 10 minutes or so, he put the gun down and he made the statement, "It's only because I know you is the reason why he's gonna live today." So I definitely thanked the guy, and we made our way to our cars and we came home.
Jeff, I'm going to go for a little perspective here. As I mentioned, Ketam has heard from lots of college coaches. How good a prospect is he?
I'm not a football coach, so I'm not the best to make that judgment. I mean, I think his statistics are as good as any of the players that we looked at in Compton for this story. He's got great speed. He's strong. He's got hands like Velcro. But to me, if you're a college recruiter, there's a level where all these athletes are so close to each other in talent that there's not much that distinguishes them from each other except other intangible qualities. And that's where I think he's head and shoulders above most student athletes coming out of high school, because his grades are very, very good. Any coach would love having a guy who's got the kind of leadership that he has. I mean, you love to find a kid who's self-disciplined, who can motivate himself, and who leads by example, and who's not going to be just swayed by the crowd, because it's very unusual.
Ketam, are you blushing?
Yeah, a little bit.
One thing in Straight Outta Compton that surprised me was the contention that gangs tried to recruit athletes in order to convince other young men to join. I had always heard and read that often gangs abided by a kind of informal agreement to stay away from promising athletes. Ketam Sr., I gather that has not been the case in Compton.
Everything is different. The respect factor, the way they do a lot of things is different than, say, some of the old, I call them the old-time gangbangers. It was a different respect factor.
Mm-hmm.
They tend not to have any respect or no remorse for anybody or anything, for that matter.
There is a terrifying story in the article where one of these gang members comes up to a young man that he doesn't even know in a fast food restaurant and asks him, "Where are you from?" And because he gets the wrong answer, that young man is dead.
And that happens every day. That happens every day. It is, you're here one day and you're gone the next. I mean, they'll shoot you for nothing, you know. And clearly that young man was shot for nothing.
Jeff, as you wrote this story and became familiar with the context of it, did you come to feel Ketam Ham's experience was representative?
I think his experience is representative, but I think the way he deals with his experience is very unique. We saw many kids that are in the same situation that he's in. We didn't just go to Compton High. We went to Dominguez High. First of all, what's unique is he's got two parents. He's got a dad that's incredibly involved in his life. I mean, I saw that firsthand. I mean, he drove us to school in the morning. He's there to pick him up after practice. I didn't see many other fathers doing that. It's amazing that you have to have all that to get through an ordinary day. But I think the fact that he does that and that his parents do that is why he's where he is today.
Ketam, Jeff mentions rules. Tell me a little bit about your routine during a normal day.
I get up in the morning. I wash my face and stuff. I go back to my room. I look in the closet to see what I want to wear. I like to match, so I got to find the right pair of shoes to go with the right shirt. I go to school from 8 o'clock to 2:45. After that, at 3:15, practice start. After practice over, I go home. I eat. Take showers, then I probably stay up for the rest of the night doing my homework.
So there's no wandering around outside, obviously.
No.
Ketam Sr., tell me a little bit about what your goals or hopes are as Ketam Jr. moves on past high school and into college.
I'm just hoping that he's able to, first of all, get to college and graduate from college and pursue his career as an attorney.
That's the aim. He wants to be an attorney.
Yes. First.
With Armin Katayan, Jeff Benedict wrote Straight Outta Compton, a special report which appears in the current Sports Illustrated. Jeff, thank you very much for speaking with me.
Thanks for having me.
And Ketam Ham Jr. joined me from NPR West. I very much appreciate that. Thank you, Ketam.
Thank you.
And Ketam Sr. is by his side. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.